Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For those people that might be unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. We started Building Fortunes Radio as a station. It's an internet blog thing or an internet podcast, and we've started that way back in 2012, towards the beginning part of 2013. And I wanted a platform where we could talk about people doing the right things in home-based businesses. And we started with this. So we do a lot of home-based businesses like network marketing companies, affiliate programs, online marketers, and we kind of expanded out towards health-related things. We have health coaches, and we have people that run like advocacy groups like Citizens for Health and a whole bunch of others. Well, when I met a gentleman who is here on this radio show, Mike Harrington, I recognized that he was a guy that really focuses on education and specifically the niche market of real estate, although that's a huge market. And I said, you know, this would be really great for our Building Fortunes Radio listening audiences to plug into. And since we do a lot of stuff also with capital funding, it just was a natural fit. So we did a couple of radio shows at the beginning part of 2020, just around May, and that was when the coronavirus thing was going on, and then everybody was regrouping and doing their own things and building their own businesses, and we came back now, this is our first live show since then, to talk about some of the things that we've evolved in, because I realized that as the cheese was moving, as they say, with the Spencer Johnson book, Who Moved My Cheese, that there was going to be some adjustments that were going to be made, and we made them in our businesses as well. And as a result now, we knew that there would be a settling out, and as people kind of figured out where their footing was, they were going to start to figure out what's going to go on with where they're going to live specifically or where they're going to work specifically. So now is the time to restart the radio shows that we're doing with Mike Harrington. So he runs a group. He's going to tell you about that in a second. But I just really enjoy working with super smart people that are, you know, just aggressive and smart and energetic and on the right track and have a lot of integrity in that. Certainly is Mike Harrington. So, Mike, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Peter. Glad to be here.
Excellent. So tell us, bring us up to speed on what's going on with you, the business, and new adventures.
Well, as you know, with the coronavirus, everybody is either reinventing themselves or they're, just getting back ramped up. And, sooner or later, this virus will subside, and now is a perfect time for people to get started, especially as you mentioned, Peter, in the work from home business. I don't believe, as a expert real estate investor myself, that a lot of these major companies, Fortune 500 companies, with everybody working from home right now, that a lot of those people are going to remain at home. And for those that have been either outsourced or let go, which is a tremendous burden on individuals in the corporate world that have been let go, we've got an opportunity for those people to reinvent themselves. And a little bit of background on National Real Estate Investors Group. First and foremost, we provide access to the premier online education in all areas of real estate investing, wealth creation, business ownership, and financial literacy. Now, when I talk about financial literacy, we term that velocity banking, using and leveraging the banking system to your benefit, not the government, Wall Street, and everything else. From a tax standpoint, we teach people how to reinvent themselves as far as what they're paying in taxes. Myself personally, as a result of our educational platform, right now I pay about 7.5% in tax. The average W-2 individual is around 30 to 32% coming out of your paycheck. So we teach people how to reinvent themselves with financial literacy and velocity banking to keep more money in their pocket. Now, specifically today, Peter, I would like to talk about the National Real Estate Investors Group proprietary lending platform. Now, this is lending not only for real estate, but we can also fund businesses. We can fund business-to-business loans. We serve many, many different industries. And with the, again, with the COVID and the PPP money and all that, that was a big hype for a while. Unfortunately, most small businesses do not qualify for the big government loans. And the PPP money and the EIDL money, and it's very tough for a small business to get involved in that whole process. So what National Real Estate Investors Group has done is partner with 3,500, and I want to, that's not a misspeak on anything, it's 3,500 different lenders that we have partnered with. And many of those lenders, unlike the normal lending world, many of those, they specialize in certain things. Now, we can fund, you know, as low as $20,000, and we go up to $100 million. And that can be for automotive, restaurant and bars, medical office, dental offices, the list goes on and on. And we are very excited to be able to offer this. We rolled this out back in July, and we made some fine-tuning to it. And we are fully live, ready to lend money to people that need it. And the banks have tightened up, especially due to COVID. So on a real estate investor side, those real estate investor, Peter, looking for loans, yes, they may be able to get a loan from a bank, but they're going to be very limited to how much they can actually do. 3 to 5 real estate investor loans is about what it's going to be at a bank, and then they're going to be looking for additional financing. That's where National Real Estate Investors Group comes in. So we're very excited about this, and the business-to-business loans, the real estate loans, fix-and-flip loans, and project funding. Again, we can fund a project up to $100 million, and all they have to do is submit their project on the website, and then our loan processor takes it from there. And once all the documents are submitted, and that can be the hard part, people need to understand that once you apply for a loan, you are going to be required to submit certain documentation. These are typically bank alt-stated loans, and you know, the key, we can fund in a week as long as all the documents are in and they are approved. So it's a fantastic program. And Peter, I really appreciate you having me on today to talk about this.
Excellent. Well, there's going to be, you know, when the coronavirus stuff started hitting, when I don't remember when I first heard it. I probably first heard about a virus that was going around when one of our partners had it. She was really sick in January. And I just said, she said, I've never been so sick in my whole entire life. And this is somebody that hardly ever gets sick. And then I just said, there's something going on. And then when you started putting the pieces of the puzzle together with other people, and then eventually the government came out with whatever they started telling us. And I'm not anti-government, but I'm always somewhat questioning the information that I get. So you have to kind of dig and find out a lot of stuff on your own. I kind of looked at things like a lot of smart people did, and just said, you know, there's something going to be changing here. We're going to have a new world, not a new world order, although I think that some people are trying to figure that out too, but we're going to have a new world. What was before coronavirus is going to be way different than what was after coronavirus. But I looked at where the industries were that were going to be flourishing, and I knew travel was going to be a problem, sports were going to be a problem, a whole bunch of other things were going to be a problem. But as people were going to be moved around, losing jobs, and then also working from home, real estate was going to be huge, huge. If you were living in New York City, you wanted to get the heck out of New York City. And if you were living and other places you're thinking about, or if you're, imagine being a retired person in New York City being holed up in an apartment. You're going crazy. So the reality is what you probably wanted to do is you probably wanted to move around. So businesses would be moving around. Whole entire things would be moving around. Just to use as an example, Ben Shapiro, guy over in California, born and bred over in Los Angeles, an L.A. boy for sure, moving his whole entire company to Nashville, Tennessee. Joe Rogan, one of the huge podcasters, moving himself. Now, he's not as big of an employer as Ben Shapiro, but these are just indicative, if you will, just indicators of people that are moving around. My mom, who lives in Long Island, talking about stuff like, you know, the houses are going like crazy in the suburbs because people have money in their hands. They want to get the heck out of there, and they're going. Well, that means apartment complexes as well. Shopping centers are going to be redone. You know, places where there are big buildings, like there's a lot of retail stores that are trying to figure out how to do the online thing. There's going to be a shuffling of the whole entire market in the next couple of years. And there's going to be some people that fall behind it. There's going to be some people that are on top of it. And I don't know if we're that smart, but I think this is a growing trend where this is going to be one of those things where opportunities are going to be made for people to be able to survive, number one, and make a fortune, number two. So I'll let you comment on that, and then we're going to take a little commercial break, and we'll talk about some of the specific things we're doing with the funding. So over to you. I'll let you comment on that and tell me when to take a commercial break.
Yeah, exactly, Peter. And again, I just love being on the show to let people know what we have. And yes, I agree. Based on this, there is going to be a paradigm shift. And especially in the commercial real estate market, as companies are having individuals work from home, those that are still employed with a company, and I have many peers in the corporate world. My last corporate job, I was a C-level executive for a nationwide bank, and I actually retired at 50, and because quite frankly, I'd had enough of corporate America. But one thing you're going to find, in my opinion, and it's my opinion only, that due to this coronavirus and the work-from-home business, as you mentioned, Peter, there is going to be a shift. And there is going to be a tremendous amount of commercial office, Class A office space on the market. And I feel there's going to be a glut. So for those that are looking to get into the commercial market, this thing will turn. Now is a great time in moving forward, I think, for the next year or two. And there's a lot of opportunities in real estate. The key is National Real Estate Investors Group, through our educational platform, can teach you any area of real estate investing, commercial, how to do it correctly, and keep a lot more money in your pocket. And with the lending platform, you can learn how to do buy and hold. We can fund it and start getting passive income, because that's where things are going, and that's where the wealth and success is, in passive income, whether you're working or not, not subject to the economy.
Excellent. We're going to be right back. We're going to take a little commercial break.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networklead.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networklead.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here with Mike Harrington. Mike runs an organization called the National Real Estate Investors Group, REIG, we call it. So if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/ NREIG. You'll be able to hear this as well as the previous radio shows that we've done, and of course, plug into future radio shows as well. Mike, I want to take a spin off of some of the things we were talking about just before we took the commercial break. The whole concept of you're actively looking for students and people that are interested in doing this type of work, and how the situation has never been more prime for you and people that are interested in building a sales team to be able to do that. And the reason why I say this is there's a lot of people in high income or previously high income jobs and professions that used to do their business traveling a lot, that used to do their business face-to-face doing presentations, that used to do their business, you know, visiting business to businesses, and those people are now not able to do what they were doing. I just read an article yesterday that was about Delta Airlines losing $5.38 billion in the last quarter. $5 billion in the last quarter lost. Some of it was in write-offs and stuff like that, but most of it was because business travel is down 85%. So 85% of their revenue in Delta Airlines is gone. Starting to climb back up, but it's going to take a while for those things to get back to anywhere near normal levels. I would not be surprised if it takes 3 to 5 years, if it ever gets back there. And some of these people that were used to making $100,000 or $1 million are not anymore, and they're looking for opportunities. Now, their Rolodex, they show you how old I am, right? Their Rolodex or their contact sheets or their network of people haven't gone away, and some of their people are in a similar situation. There's going to be so many people that are familiar with real estate and insurance and investing and paperwork and banking that are now going to be able to work for you. That's amazing. That is amazing. I don't think I've ever seen the quality of people pass across my desk over the last year ever. And I've been in the recruiting business all of my adult life. So I'm an old guy right now, 58. I started in my early 20s. I have never, ever, ever seen the quality of the people that are looking for opportunities than I have in the last year. And some of them are at the, you know, it's hard sometimes, just like Delta Airlines, to have a, unless you have a government bailout, it's hard to be able to survive. So a lot of these people are willing to do whatever it takes to get the job done because they don't want to lose their lifestyle. And they're moving, and they know people, and they're aggressive, and they bring their heads with them, and they're working from home, and they're figuring this stuff out. So, Mike, if we're in our business, I don't want to say we get a chance to take advantage of that because nobody wants to take advantage of anybody's bad situation, but we get a chance to take advantage of all the wonderful, talented people that are out there. And the people that are lending money have plenty of money to lend. They're not going to lend it to flakes. So if you're some guy who's got a game plan, going to write it on a cardboard piece of paper, probably not going to work for you. But there's plenty of people that are out there that are financially sound. They have some assets. They have a good track record, a good business model. And there's going to be a lot of people that make a lot of money as a result of what's going on with the shift in real estate. So I'll let you comment on whatever I just mentioned.
Yeah, Peter, The nice thing about National Real Estate Investors Group, when you talk about those kind of people that, you know, they have to shift because they've been forced to shift. And as CEO and founder of the National Real Estate Investors Group, which has been in existence since 2014, and I am a product, actually, of the educational platform teaching real estate investing, wealth creation, financial literacy. But just as important, that educational platform teaches entrepreneurship. And we all know that becoming an entrepreneur coming out of the corporate world can be a rather stressful situation. Now, what we offer, and I like the term, by the way, National Real Estate Investors Group, as a one-stop shop for whatever you need. That's why we've worked so hard. And you know, Peter, you and I have worked together, and we have worked very hard to provide a one-stop shop. whether it's real estate investing, whether it's learning how to take care of your finances through our educational platform. And again, I am a product of that education, and I sit here today as CEO and founder of National Real Estate Investors Group. But we do have a few minutes, so I would like to touch on entrepreneurship and the opportunities that we offer to people that either have been outsourced, lost their job due to COVID, they're working from home. And we have a dual opportunity here at National Real Estate Investors Group for people to work from home. And on the educational side, people that want to join my team on promoting the educational platform, I mentor each individual on that. I work with them. I work with their clients, anybody that's interested in the education. We do a conference call, and those people that are learning the entrepreneurship, and this is the beautiful part of this, basically what they do is they find the lead, and then they can gauge their interest, and then they put them on the phone with me. And I am able to clarify everything that they have questions about. And on the educational platform, we have a three-part webinar series that gives them all the information on the educational platform. By the way, that is not our educational platform. I researched for about 2 or 3 years the different online on-demand real estate investing programs, wealth creation programs. And again, I have everything that the education has to offer, and I never ask somebody to do something that I wouldn't do. And I am a product of that. But in addition, we, based on our lending platform, we now have an opportunity for people to be a business loan broker. And you can do business anywhere in the U.S., comfort of your home. And here's the beautiful part of this, Peter. No license is required to do that, because basically what you are doing is generating leads. And once somebody fills out the application, that is taken over by the lender. So you do not need a license. You're not processing, and you're not taking financial information. And if I could for a minute, what I would like to do is talk about our broker program. We give entrepreneurs opportunity for success. We've got two programs. The first one is a totally free program. They will earn 15% of the closed broker fee as a commission. And then level two, which, you know, I have obviously, is a $297 one-time fee, and they will receive a 35% commission on the closed broker commission and a 10% override on anybody that they sign up under them. And it's just an amazing situation. And on the level two program, the 297, Peter, they earn an override on commission, a 10% on anybody on their team. They get a company landing page, a company email address, a recruiting site, marketing site, access to the training area. So you have a one-time investment and get all that for $297. And then if you would like to join our unlimited lead program on a dialer, that's only $250 a month, and you can jump on the dialer between 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern time and have unlimited leads. It's fantastic. So we're looking for serious-minded business professionals to jump on board with National Real Estate Investors Group, work with me, and my goal is to help people succeed, because people succeed by helping others succeed. That's how it works.
Absolutely. So now you get a chance to do the stuff that we're talking about here with the help of professional people. I'll throw myself into that mix as well, because we do stuff with you guys as well. So you get a chance to do some stuff with us, work with Mike, work with the people that he's got working on as well, and give yourself the best possible chance. And Mike, as I'm thinking about, you know, as you're going through this explanation, I can't help but sometimes internalize this situation towards maybe even my own situation. I'm going to hit it from both ways. If I were in my 50s, which I am, late 50s, you know, I hate to say it, I can't even believe it, almost 60s. So if I'm in that age right now, and I was having a struggle with my regular job, you know, because of this corona thing, I'd be looking to reinvent myself in a new career. I would need something with high income potential. I would need something with sharp people. I don't need to reinvent the wheel. It's not like I have a million years to live. I want to be able to take advantage of it, hit it out of the park, make a lot of money, et cetera. Then I also look at it from my kids' perspective. So I'm going to backtrack my kids a little bit. They're in their mid-20s, early 30s right now. So where would they be? Well, what if they're being laid off? Maybe they're working a regular job and maybe their industry is changing. What about if my kids were like 10 years younger and they're teens into their early 20s? They'd be looking for their next career. Mike, I'm really not sure if I would be thinking about, if I was just a regular kid, not a privileged person. You know, if you have a family with a lot of money, you go to Harvard, Yale, whatever, it's already paid for. Your track is probably already done. But if I was just like a regular kid trying to figure out what am I going to do, am I going to invest $100,000 or $200,000 or more into a college education where a job isn't even, may not even be guaranteed anywhere near what I need? Or would I want to work with a solid bunch of people that are going to steer me into a career and guide me probably where I don't even need a college degree? So if you take a look at it, we handle so many different portions of the market in this conversation to be able to be the mechanism, the career path that they need to be able to succeed post-corona. Because, you know, there's no, like, the Corona 19 thing might be over, but there's going to be a Corona 20 or whatever, you know, HP whatever, number 3, or there's going to be another one coming out. We're going to be dealing with this mask and this virus thing for a really super duper long time. So there's a whole new world being developed, and some of the newer kids that are out there, the older people, they're going to be ones paving the way towards getting this stuff done, and you could do it with the National Real Estate Investors Group. So, Mike, we got about 2 minutes. I'll let you wrap it up. Comment on whatever I want, and then give them your contact information one more time, and then we're going to call it a radio show.
Thank you, Peter. And to expound very quickly on what you said, yes, young people, what I tell people is don't go to college and get a college degree and spend $100,000, $200,000, $50,000, whatever it is, and just because somebody else did it, your parents did it. I have 3 degrees myself, but if you really, you know, what I tell people, do you want to go to college? I don't have anything against college. Go to college, struggle, come out, maybe not get a job, as you mentioned, Peter, and have all that debt. Or would you like to invest in some real estate investor and wealth creation training to be able to go to the bank? And that is the key to all this. And I encourage anybody that wants to either work with us on the opportunity side or get involved in education, they can contact me directly. National Real Estate Investors Group corporate number is 866-871-9170. That's 866-871-9170. Our website is www.nreigrp.com. NREIGRP.com, or you can just Google National Real Estate Investors Group and we'll pop right up. And or they can go to the website and hit the Contact Us page, and those Contact Us forms are going to come right to me. So I'm ready to go, and all people need to do, Peter, is simply make a decision. And let's get to work, and I'm going to help you.
That's it. Perfect. We're going to catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. If you want to hear this and share it with your friends, you'll be able to go to buildingfortunesradio.com/NREIG. So we use just the initials, NREIG. So we'll catch you next time. Mike, thanks for being here. And thank you, everyone, for listening. And we'll catch you next time.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.